The content in this audio recording provides general information, however, it does not substitute legal advice or opinion. Information is best used in conjunction with legal advice from an experienced member of our team. Protecting assets from new partners. If you are listening to this, you may have been through the divorce or property settlement process yourself. Or instead, you may be looking at protecting assets from new partners for someone you care about. I'm going to explore with you how to protect your assets in a new relationship as well as any existing relationship. When a relationship ends, it can be incredibly stressful. It can become even more challenging if the process of separation becomes drawn out and there is additional disruption to your work and personal life, and a lack of clarity about your financial position at the end of it all. This outcome can be avoided, and in this audio recording, I will outline what can be done to remove this uncertainty. But first, you will need to be aware of how the process works. In family law, when a couple has lived together, even for a short period, the relationship may be treated in the same way as a marriage. That is, in the event the relationship ends, a financial settlement may be required. When a couple has lived together for 2 years, this will typically mean there will be a need for a property settlement. Other scenarios where a financial or property settlement may be required are if the couple has been in a relationship for less than 2 years and have a child together, brought assets together in both names, or mixed their financial resources in any way. If the relationship is determined to be a de facto relationship, then a property settlement is likely. Alternatively, if there is no property settlement done, a claim could be made by one person anywhere up to 2 years from the date of separation. Reducing the risk of a financial claim. While the 2 year time limit is in place for anyone in a de facto relationship, we have seen that window of time that people have to make a claim be challenged. This is common where a relationship may have been on again, off again, or there is a dispute about the exact date of separation. If one person makes a claim that the separation date was later than the other person says it was, and there is no evidence to prove otherwise, then the time frame in which to make a claim may be challenged and extended. 2 years is a significant amount of time, and your wealth may appreciate during that time. For our clients, the goal is always to minimize the risk of a property settlement claim later on, or at all, if it is not necessary. When a relationship ends. The following are some scenarios that may unfold at the end of a relationship. One or both parties are unaware of the need for a property settlement and go their separate ways without one. One or both parties in the relationship are aware that they may need to go through the property settlement process. They begin negotiations, hopefully avoiding the need to go to court to get a resolution. Or you take your chances, say nothing, and hope that your ex won't make a claim within the 2 year window. There are two ways to minimize the risk of a claim on your wealth or property, as it is collectively referred to in family law. Firstly, during the relationship, ensure that you both keep all finances completely separate at all times. This means paying for everything separately or 50-50 at all times. This approach requires great discipline and detailed record keeping to be effective. Secondly, create certainty about any entitlements with a binding financial agreement. If you have not heard of the term before, a binding financial agreement, or BFA as I'll refer to it from here, is a legally binding document that details who gets what if the relationship were ever to come to an end. An expertly drafted BFA can be drafted to allow for protection mechanisms for any businesses to minimize the risks, impact, or disruption, a split of the assets and liabilities that might not be permitted otherwise, confidentiality and privacy of the terms of settlement, unlike matters in court, and flexibility to accommodate a range of scenarios to ensure both people can be certain about what they will walk away from the relationship with. Whilst a BFA helps people know what they will walk away with, it also protects investments such as businesses. When a BFA is comprehensive, assets or interests may be able to be quarantined from any future settlement. And importantly, a comprehensive and enforceable BFA will expedite the otherwise slow property settlement process. As the negotiations are completed beforehand, there is far less to manage and do. This significantly reduces stress, legal expenses, and a myriad of other issues. BFAs, if drafted correctly, can include mechanisms for how assets are to be acquired throughout the relationship. Whilst these are not a complete list of the benefits, BFAs create an increased certainty of outcome. Importantly, there is a misconception that BFAs are only for the very wealthy. Binding financial agreements are suitable for anyone who wishes to avoid the financial uncertainty and disruption that a relationship breakdown brings. Ensuring your financial agreement can be enforced. To create an enforceable BFA, you must each seek independent legal advice before signing the agreement. If you ever have children together, you will require amendments to your BFA to ensure that the agreement can be upheld. And because financial disclosure is required, all information about your financial position must be shared. If an asset is left out, this may make the agreement invalid. If the thought of having the conversation about getting a BFA concerns you, we help our clients with the language and approach that we know has been effective for our clients in the past. Hearing all of this, you may be wondering, is this only suitable for people who haven't yet moved in together? In short, no. But let's go through why in more detail. A BFA can be drafted at any point in a relationship. Your BFA can be drafted before moving in together or even during the relationship. It is an asset protection device for any couple, even if they have no intention to separate. Given that ongoing conflict, drawn-out negotiations, or court processes often contribute to poor health and well-being and create significant issues in businesses, adopting the comprehensive risk management approach that a BFA offers is wise. Avoid overlooking a BFA as a core wealth and asset protection device. If you are already in a relationship or embarking on a new relationship, give yourself the gift of certainty of outcome and enjoy the added benefits of not having to add property negotiations or court into the mix if your relationship does come to an end.